Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it is time for my first weekend review, because I think I'm going to get two in this weekend, time permitting. But today, I'm still on my action thing, because that's what's been released recently on Netflix besides all of the holiday stuff. And this one popped up, and it was number one trending last weekend, but I didn't get a chance to check it out back then. And then this week it was number four, so I kind of was keeping an eye on it. I think it's at number nine now, but now some Christmas stuff came out, and there's some other movies that came out, so it's kind of fallen down the list. But yeah, I'm not that big into the holiday movies. I think the last holiday type movie I did was Holiday a few episodes back. But yeah, go and check out that episode if you're looking for like a rom-com type movie. I'll give you my thoughts on that one. So I'm not going to promise if I'm going to get into any kind of holiday Christmas themed movies. The only really holiday I kind of really go all out for is Halloween, because you know, like I said, horror is my favorite genre, so horror, thriller, that type of thing, so I'm kind of really into that. But anyway, we will see. Today I'm watching a movie called Ava, which has some pretty big names in it for the most part. Jessica Chastain, John Malkovich, Colin Farrell, Gina Davis, Common is in this one. And, you know, that's off the top of my head. I can't remember everybody that's in it, but those are the major players there. So with a cast like that, I'm expecting all the basics as far as acting, all that stuff, to be on point. And it should just come down to the story and how they decide to execute it. So, going in, was that an accurate assessment? Well, first let me get into what this one is about. And I'm just going to give you like the basic setup, because I kind of want to really discuss this one a little bit here. We start out with, you know, Ava and her first job. We get, you know, I'm not going to discuss that, spoiler free. Then she goes on this other job, which seems to be a pretty basic one, but things go left real quick, as I like to say, spoiler free. Again, we'll get into that. She goes back to her handler, John Malkovich character, and they discuss what happened. We kind of learn a little bit about her and her troubled past and stuff. And, you know, she says, you know, take some time off, get off the grid, let things cool down. So she decides to take this time to go back and kind of patch things up, settle things up with her family. Now, while she's there, someone, like, tries to kill her. And that's pretty much where, you know, that's the basic setup of the movie. That's where I'm going to stop. From there, we find out who wants, you know, wants to have her killed. And while dealing with that, we get into some deep-rooted family issues that she's trying to settle. And what did the pros think? Well, there's only about 34 scores, but of those 34, they came in at a rotten 15%, with the audience, which the audience score, I don't believe there are that many audience scores. Actually, let me look real quick. I think I still have it. Yeah, I know it's super unprofessional. Yeah, that was 481 audience reactions, and it was 32%, which, again, that's not very good either. But what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives, as I always like to do. And like I said earlier, no need to discuss the basics here, because it's all good. It's all good, except for one performance, which I'll address that later. I thought all the fight choreography was good. The action was good. It wasn't John Wick level good, but that's really the highest standard of the high. I mean, that's an impossible standard to meet. But for the most part, everything was good. I thought the action sequences were grounded, which I like. I don't like it when it's like super cartoony and over the top, like, you know, like the Fast and Furious series, where they just are just way over there now, where it's just some just super duper unbelievable stuff they're doing over there. So I kind of like when these movies are grounded in your face and more grimy with the fighting and action stuff. Yeah, so all that stuff is good. But what really shined here for me were the drama elements, which sounds weird for this kind of an action movie. I mean, she's dealing with some real demons here, and her sister, her mother, her ex-fiance, they're all have their baggage, like all of them. And we only get like the very tip of the iceberg of what's really going on with them and their whole dynamic and their issues and how they play in and interact with each other. And I liked how a lot of that was handled. The whole assassin black ops thing kind of became like a backdrop once she returned home. And I was kind of getting into hearing more about, you know, hey, well, what happened when you left and, you know, all this other stuff, what's been going on while you were gone. I mean, I kind of want them to get more into that. And that's kind of where my negatives start. I feel like they did the main character, Ava, they did her a disservice. They teased us with this much deeper backstory, and they didn't want to develop it all the way, and they only explored it a little bit. And they ended up relying more on the cliche stuff with these movies and how they normally play out. So it felt like there was a lot of just unfinished thoughts in favor of going down the same old beaten path. And this movie was, and it wasn't what I expected at the same time. So like all the action stuff and all those parts were pretty basic, and it was exactly what I expected. But I didn't expect them to kind of hint at this deeper story behind these characters, and they didn't really get into it, which is a bummer because the cast is like amazing. I mean, this is a pretty solid cast. I mean, with one exception, which I mentioned I was going to get into, and I like Common. I really like Common, so, you know, I hate to do this, but he just couldn't pull off the emotion he needed to. With the rest of this season cast, his subpar performance just really stood out. There are some scenes where he's acting with Jessica and they're discussing their relationship dynamic. And when I'm looking at her level of skill was on a different level of skill with Common. And it really, those scenes are really, yeah, these really stood out. So, again, I don't want to go in on them too much because, you know, like I said, he tried, but he just didn't get all the way there for me, where I needed him to be for this for that type of performance. And let me see, what else? No spoilers here, because these movies always play out the same way. The final confrontation part was only partially satisfying. And the ending, again, they went with the same formula as far as how it ended. They set up, you know, a sequel, which this type of movie, you know, is really not necessary. I mean, the character itself might deserve a sequel because of the, like I said, the backstory stuff. But the way this played out and the way they ended it, just leave it alone. There's no need to hint at some kind of sequel or ongoing movie series, even though the character was hinted at being much more interesting, but ended up being, you know, kind of bland and flat in that regard. But yeah, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And overall, I'm going to say yes. And I give this one a 60% on the Rotten scale to stay consistent. I know that is not a strong recommendation. That's just right at the cutoff of being rotten versus recommendation. But I do think it's worth a watch. I mean, the overall story itself is pretty solid. I mean, the you know, like the spy stuff, you know, is kind of weak. But the drama stuff with her family is good, and kind of wish, like I said, they would have got into that stuff more than some of the action stuff. There's like this whole little gambling plot thing where they went to the action thing. They could have cut that back a little bit and got more back into the story. But anyway, it just felt kind of half-baked with some of the ideas, and it didn't come all the way together, and ultimately just wasn't executed properly. And that's kind of where most of the critiques came from that I read were along those lines. They kind of needed to pick a lane and stay there, but instead they tried to do too much. So they had this family drama stuff going on, and then they tried to be a Jason Bourne, John Wick type movie at the same time, and it just didn't work. But like, what do I always say? enjoyment is the bottom line, and I did have enjoyment with this one. It just didn't deserve the low score, even though I agree with some of the things critics were saying. They scored it like it was garbage, and this movie is very far from being garbage. In fact, like I said, I liked it, and I think most people will enjoy what's presented here for the most part. Like I said, you may like it less, some people may like it more, but I think on general, I think most people would enjoy this type of movie. And especially now with, you know, the theaters and everything being closed and, you know, the content, the way it's coming out. I mean, this is a solid movie on Netflix. This is a good weekend watch. You want a little bit of action, you want a little bit of drama. There's nothing wrong with this one. It's completely acceptable movie to watch. You won't be like sorry you watched it, which is what a 15% would be, which, yeah, like I said, no. So 60%, looking for a nice little action drama type movie. Check this one out with a female lead. Like I said, you know, it follows the formula. It's pretty good. Nothing to get excited about, but I would give this one a watch. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production. I am on Spotify now. I don't think my Apple thing's been approved yet, but Google Podcasts, all that stuff. I'm on most of the streaming platforms. You can check me out there. Of course, you can always go to Podbean and download that and get on there and check out my episodes. Also, have a Facebook companion page, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. You can check me out there. I'll be posting all the content over there with like the movie postings, the clippings, whatever, so you can see what it was I was watching. And yeah, as I stated, I am going to get into another movie this weekend. Already got that one picked out because it just dropped and it looks kind of familiar. It has kind of a semi-big name attached to it, I think. But yeah, we'll see. But anyway, before I start rambling, let me stop. Thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.